Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead, a podcast that challenges the notion that the law lags behind. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. Each week, I invite a lawyer who's making powerful changes through extraordinary leadership. In each episode, we'll travel through another lawyer's life, identify what they do best, and then devise how to apply these concepts to your own world. So let's get to it. Welcome to Lawyers Who Lead. I'm your host, Sigal Barnes. As a reminder, this week is packed with fantastic short-form interviews live with leaders at NALP's 2023 PDI Conference in Washington, D.C. Today's episode is particularly special because I am giving the mic to my first guest host ever, LawLine program attorney Callie Franks. While we'll be returning to our regular episode format next week, I'm sure you'll find great value in Callie's hosting and the rich content of these interviews. So, without further ado, let's welcome Suzanne Thomas, Director of Talent and Learning at Dentons. Suzanne focuses on equipping legal professionals for the future, bringing experience from talent management since 2011. Suzanne is a key player in recruitment, mentorship, and professional development. Let's dive into the interview recorded live from NALP's PDI conference right now.
Suzanne, welcome to the show. We are so excited to have you. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
The listeners just heard this amazing intro about your experience, your path. Can you tell us a bit about how you created that path and your origin story?
Sure. So I started out very typical linear trajectory, went to law school, was going to be a lawyer, was going to be a partner, did all the things, really enjoyed practicing law, really enjoyed a lot of aspects of it. But one of the things I did a lot of was worked with students, worked with junior associates, and wanted to find a way to do a bit more of that sort of work. And so an opportunity came open, and it was one of those things. It was a bit weird in retrospect because I drove really hard, and then I was an equity partner, and I was like, aha, I made it. And then it was like, no, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to start over. And it, on its face, didn't really make a lot of sense, but it was one of those things where it was a great opportunity, and I just thought to myself, if I don't do this now, I'll always wonder, or I'll always be sorry that I didn't try. And so I went for it. And I always thought in the back of my head, if it didn't work, then I'd go back to practice. But it worked out really great. And so it's been really fantastic. It's not, again, not necessarily typically what somebody would do after practicing for 13 years and becoming a partner, but it's been really great.
That's really cool. I like the idea of the thought of it being linear, and then you took a sharp right. You said, not linear anymore.
I'm not going to zig. I'm going to zag this time. That's good.
That's awesome. And so you attend a lot of conferences like we are here today. Why do you attend these professional development conferences like NALP's PDI here?
Initially, for me, the opportunity was to learn from others. I live in what I would call a small market city. And so when I first started in the professional development realm, there wasn't actually anybody else in my city who was doing that work. And so I was really reliant on organizations like NALP and PDC to network and to learn more about the industry. When I started doing this about 12 years ago, it wasn't even a big thing in Canada, let alone in the city where I lived. And so for me, these are just such valuable opportunities to network, to learn new things, to connect with new people, to build those relationships. And again, the joy of being able to do it in person for the last few years again has been just awesome.
Do you have any key takeaways of something that you've learned from the conference so far?
One of the conversations that it's great to see so many different people having is the whole notion of having multiple generations in the workplace and what that's and how to navigate that, and appreciating that some of the stereotypes are not completely accurate regardless of what group you find yourself in, and really leaning into, okay, how do we, at the end of the day, people want the same thing. They may not go about it the same way. They may not have the same approach. And from my perspective, to the extent that our juniors nowadays are asking for more learning, more development, more training, we all would have benefited from that. So, you know, the old ways aren't always the good ways. And so I think this whole notion of us having these conversations about how do we leverage the best parts of all the different generations that are at work, you know, that being part of the keynote today, I think that's really important as far as setting the stage.
Yeah, it almost seems to me that when we talk about generational, quote, issues that are occurring, it's really that they're finding their way and their voice in the way to ask for what is needed that maybe they didn't have in the past.
Yeah, exactly.
And are you seeing a lot more in professional development of this idea that the younger generation just needs kind of sweat equity instead of like these programs?
It's interesting because I think there is still this whole component of people just need to, you know, you just need to get in there. You need to do the things. You need to dig in. People don't want to work. I don't buy into that at all. I think that training and development can help to really close that gap. At the end of the day, law is about practicing, and there is no substitute for actually doing the things. But honestly, giving people some context and some background is just going to set them up. The work is going to be better. You're going to be happier. They're going to be happier. So I think it's, you can't ever get away from having to actually do the things, but giving some training at the outset is actually going to speed things up for everybody.
Yeah, you're going to stop making stupid mistakes and make good mistakes, right? Because you've got some context and background
exactly.
to what you're doing. I think that's really interesting, and I think that's something that kind of precedes your reputation in what you've done in the past is this mentorship, this idea of guidance. And so to you, what does leadership in the law mean?
I think leadership is something, it's not just the big L leaders. It's about putting yourself in a situation where you are, people will look up to you. People will come to you for advice, will come to you for guidance. To me, it's a proactive thing. It's the way you live. It's the way that you approach conversations. It's not just about you. It's about what's in the best interests of the firm, what's in the best interests of my teammates, how can I support and develop my colleagues. I'm much more of the sort of the leader-servant mentality as far as what I think is really an effective way, not just to lead, but also to develop your people when you're in a law firm setting.
Yeah, I love the idea of leadership doesn't have to be the big L.
No, absolutely not. And I think that the most empowering thing when you have conversations with people and you explain to them how, regardless of where, you are a leader to someone, it really changes how people look at things and how they approach things.
Yeah, you may be the youngest associate, but you're the second newest, and that first person is looking to you.
Exactly.
And you get to decide what guidance you're going to give or that person that you're going to be, no matter if you're a partner, equity partner, a managing partner, whatever that looks like. I think that's really valuable, especially in the mentor-mentee aspect. One final question. What do you do for self-care? It's sometimes hard when you're a mentor, mentee, or you're wanting to be a leader, even if you don't have the big L, to like carry that burden, right?
Absolutely. For me, I think the most important part is to make sure that I find time to do things that are going to feed my soul or my body, sometimes both. So listen to a podcast and go for a walk. Sometimes it's just getting yourself out of the situation and just taking a breath, taking a pause. I recently read something about how somebody had a menu of things that they would pick from, whether it was sort of a, do I have 5 minutes to recharge versus a half an hour? And to have those things at the ready so that you're not just picking up your phone and scrolling through your phone. It's okay, I have 5 minutes. I'm going to go make some tea. I have a half an hour. I'm going to go for a walk, right? And so I think building those points in where if you can start to feel yourself just not exactly where you want to be, to take a pause. A lot of us don't have time for grand acts of self-care, so building it in ways that you can leverage it throughout your day is a lot more helpful for me.
Yeah, I love the idea of the menu. Like, decision fatigue is real, especially in the legal profession. And so if you're like, these are your choices, have fun. I think that's much more doable than saying, okay, now what am I going to do with my self-care time? Well, that's great. I appreciate you being here. If someone wanted to connect with you to reach out, what is the best way for them to do that?
Send a request via LinkedIn. Always happy to connect with people and share experiences.
Awesome. Thank you again for being on the show, and enjoy the rest of your conference.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, leaders and future leaders, for listening today. We have a new guest every week, so don't forget to join us next week. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe or follow us anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. You can also follow at Lawyers Who Lead on social. Let's celebrate and continue to build a community of leaders in law together. Lawyers Who Lead is made possible by Lawline, the leading online platform for lawyers who want engaging, relevant CLE and professional growth content. For over 20 years, Lawline has helped hundreds of thousands of attorneys level up by providing award-winning courses in hard-to-find areas and high-demand fields. They have so many courses to choose from that are actually really interesting to listen to and watch. That's why Lawline's rated the highest in the industry, with almost 5 stars and over 1,000 verified reviews on Trustpilot. Lawyers Who Lead listeners get $100 off Lawline's unlimited annual subscription, which means you can take as many courses as you want for a really good price. Just visit lawline.com/podcast to get the special offer. Check out Lawline for the best content for leaders and future leaders in legal.